Viter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Pei Gimel, picking up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down, middle of the line, Chatas. So we explain the second part of Eliezer's whole drasha. We're going on, continue what was mentioned over there, Chatas. Why is there mentioned Chatas in the Pasuk? We went through all the different karbonos we were mentioning in the Pasuk yesterday, in the Daf. Why is it Chatas? Compare all the other karbonos to the Chatas. Ma Chatas Mekacha Bibilua, just like Chatas is going to be will cause something else to become kadosh just by absorbing from it. Chatas mekatcha bibilua. If someone else goes and he touches it, pasuk says kol sheyiga b'psari yikdash. Anything that touches its meat shall become holy. Right. So it's telling us that that if another type of meat touches the chatas while it's hot and absorbs it, something of the you know the juices whatever it is, then you have to treat that with the same kedusha as chatas. Af kol mekatcha bibilua. So too, other karbanos are going to consider. Are going to impact other things through this idea of bilua, of things becoming absorbed into it. Asham, what does it say the word asham? To compare all the other things, carbons of the asham. Ma asham ein shfir b'shilya kadosh, but just like by the asham, the fetus and the amniotic sac are not kadosh. Right, because the asham can be a male, or it has to be a male. And therefore, it can't be that you have these things. I've called Shiva Shilya Kadosh, so to all of these governments, it's not going to, they don't, those parts do not become Kadosh. Because some of the Lotus Kachim have Yasa and Hain Kedoshim. Rabbi Lazar, who holds that the Vlados or of offspring, these Karbanos become Kadosh when they come into existence, meaning. When they come into the world, Rashi says, "Kishi yoldu v'lobim emimun." Although they become when they're born and not in their mama's tummy. But done efshar miefshar, and he also holds that we learn out efshar from efshar. As he's able to compare karbanos that have fetuses to the asham, which can't have a fetus. Miluim. Now, what about miluim? Why does the pasuk mention the word miluim to compare all other karbanos to the miluim? Just like in the case of the miluim, the leftovers that are burned and the living animals are not the living animals are not the leftovers are not burned. Right, there's two different kinds of leftover karbanos. There's living ones. Like when somebody needs one carbon, but let's say two animals, one to be brought and the other to be replaced, something happened. After one of them has been sacrificed, the remaining one is called the living leftover. And if one's carbon was lost, then they found only after its owner set aside it, the replacement, the one that is not kadosh, is not the mukraf, it's a living one. Another kind is nosar, right? The meat of a sacrifice that remains after the period of time when your sar is expired, you can't eat anymore. The Torah says that nosar should be burnt, but it says nothing about what to do with the living ones. So you would think that they too are going to be burnt because maybe they're considered like the category of nosar. So it says here that no. Mami lu moser b'sefa v'in balichai moser b'sefa afko moser b'sefa v'in balichai moser b'sefa. Shalamim, what are we learning from Shalamim to learn out that ma Shalamim mifalgin umispalgin, just like Shalamim will make pigle, and things brought with them become pigle themselves, afko mifalgin moser b'sefa, all the components have the same din as well. Now, what we just did is we took that one pasuk at the end of Amud base. And we just explained the way Eliezer explained it, the way Shmuel brought down. Rabbi Akiva looks at it a little bit differently, and therefore he learns out a din that all karbanos chova can be brought only from Chulin. When I see the Tanim Bishmei Rabbi Akiva, Zosatora, this is the Torah. Pasuk says Zosatora. Lo olav v'la mincha v'la chatzos v'la asham v'la miyun l'zeh v'chal shlamim. That's the pasuk we were going through here. Mincha, what does it mean when he says mincha? Ma mincha mekadesh is b'biluah. Afko mekadesh is b'biluah. Great. V'yitzich l'mincha v'chatzos v'chal mincha. Not on b'chatzos, that'd be on b'mincha as well. Likas v'chal mincha, we just wrote about mincha. Then what would I have said? Mishom derakicha bala. I would have thought that since it's soft, it absorbs more readily than others. V'chatzos imalo. It's a chatzos, and this thing wouldn't apply. Since the meat that is absorbing the chatas fat is not very soft, maybe it's not going to be muktash for the chatas. Because the chatas is the chatas, mishum the basa agav d'shamein kadi, I would say that the din applies there because since it's meat, it's fatty, it goes very deep. that the juice is going deep. But mincha imalav, but in the case of mincha, I would say that the law doesn't apply. Tzrich therefore has to say it to teach that the chatas and the mincha both are going to be makdis to bilua. What about chatas? How does he darshan chatas? My chatas ain't about element of chulin. Just the chatas going to be about chulin. Uba yom, and during the daytime. Uba yadim yom, it's got to be in the right hand. I've called it about element ha chulin. Uba yom. Uba yado hayimanis. Amazing. The chatas go from minol. How do you know the chatas itself can be brought from chulin? I'm Rav Chesed. I'm a krav. Vehikrif iron as pyre chatas or shalo. Lo mishalo. Velo mishal maiser. Tenu mishalo. Tenu mishalo. By yom, the din that has to be done in the day, min biyom tavoso nafke, learns it out from in the day that he commanded. Why does Rabbi Akiva teach that this is learned from the comparison of other carbonas of the chatas? Kedei nasba inachinami. It was unnecessary to actually mention that idea. We already know this din. It's not necessary to learn from the chatas. You mentioned it together with other laws which learn out from the sekus. It could also theoretically could be learned through this. Biyada hayamanis, with the right hand. Midaraba barachana nafka. Domer barachana amirish lakish. Kol makom shenemer etzba ubikuhuna eno eliyamin. Y'all should remember this back from our zvachim days. Daf tzadi ches. Anybody who mentions etzba ukuhuna, it's talking about the right hand. And since Cohen has mentioned each of these ideas about the different karbanos, why does Rabbi Kiva need to learn this out from the comparison that's compared to chatas? Kedei nasba. Again, we know, but it's just agav. We could have learned from here, but we wouldn't have that. Ayasham. Why do we mention Asham? Ma Asham atzmos of mutar, and just like the Asham, the bones of the Asham are mutar. Av kol atzmos of mutarin. Bones that have marrow can be a problem of no side, but if there's no marrow in them, then it's going to be fine. You can use it as handles and utensils or something like that. Av kol atzmos of mutar, it's not to anyone. Okay, so in any event, Rabbi Kiva learns out from the mention of the chatas in this pasuk that all kabbalists compared to the chatas in reference that they are. That when they are chiyav, they have been brought only from chulin. Kum tochos tenaran, Rabbi Kiva is going to argue with our Mishnah, which says that the primary source of the sin is the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "You shall slaughter the Pesach to Hashem your God." Flock and cattle comes to compare other things, other korbanos to the Pesach like this. The Gemara now wants to know, Rabbi Kiva learns out that pasuk for Rabbi Kiva, Haiva Zavachta Pesach, that pasuk we were using to teach us this then. Beep, turn the page. P. Gibbon obeys. My other day, what does he do with it? Mibayle, Lichidrav Nachman, Dame of Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, Minayin Lamosha Pesach, Shakar Shalom. Where do we know? We have Moser Pesach, residual Pesach, that's brought as a Shalom. This is talking about a case of somebody set aside money to buy his Pesach, and after buying it, some money was left over. Where did we learn that it's applied to the purchase of a shlamim? Shenemar, v'zavachta pesach Hashem alkech tzon ubakar, v'alo ein pesach ba'elem min ha'kvasim ni'izim, elem mosha pesach yeh l'davar haba min ha'tzon u min ha'bakar, and that would be shlamim. Ayvam alcha afka, that's what nafka, so we're learning from midravud ha'shmol nafka, we're learning from avud ha'shmol, the chsev, it says, im min ha'tzon karbonol zevach shlamim, and if the flock is his offering for a shlamim carbon, something that comes from some from flock, like a carbon pesach, when it's left over, shall be used for a shlamim. Why does Nachman need to learn out this din from the pasuk, "You shall slaughter the pesach"? The akati me'achan nafka. Says Gemara, someone could still ask, is the law actually learned from there that we just saw, we just brought now, the second pasuk? Maybe it's from a third place. Me'hasam nafka v'tanya. It's learned from somewhere else. We learned from everybody. It's like, keves, l'rabbas is a pesach l'alya. The pasuk about the shlamim, it says the word keves, lamb. It's coming to include the pesach as to have its fat tail burned on the mizbeach. Ah, the alya, the delicious alya. Kishu omer im kesef, and the pasuk said, keves. Excuse me, im keves. If a lamb, l'avi pesach sha'avr shenasu, shlamim havayim achmas ha-pesach l'chomitz ha-shlamim. It's coming to include a pesach whose first year has passed. Therefore, it's too old to be brought as a Karban Pesach. It's got to be brought, you know, something that's got to be brought in its place. How do you deal with the Karban Pesach over there? And the Shlamim that comes because of the Pesach, it's talking about the Chagiga that comes, you know, something's brought in the 14th of Nisan together with the Pesach, because you have to have enough for people to eat. And all the mitzvahs of Shlamim. Shiitanu smicha. when there's sachem or tenufas chas of a shok, and these all these things. Kishu omer ve'im eis, and when the pasuk says later, and the pasuk says, and if a goat hifsek enyan, it stops at it, puts a little comma and breaks it down. Limadela eis she'ein atuna aliyah, teaching us that by a goat, it doesn't need to have the fat tail burned on the mizbeach. Now Pesach, whose first year has passed, is a residual Pesach. So we have another source of the law that a residual Pesach is brought as a shlamim, which is the real source. We have three sources here. It says Gemara, Tlasa, Kraik, Sev. Actually, the three psukim that teach us is then that a residual Pesach is considered brought as a shlamim. Chad la'avr zman of avishna. So one is talking about the past, its time, and its first year has passed. The time for shechita, let's say it's not Yudal Nis anymore, and the animal is entered the second year. V'chad la'avr zman of lo avishna. So it passed the time, but not its year. It's still in the first year. V'chad la'avr zman of lo avishna. So it didn't have either of those things, but it's able to. It could be read as a Pesach, but if it's shechted not for Pesach, it becomes a good shlamim. Which we can need all three of them. The E, Ashmin and Avr Zman of Azishna, so the Mishum, the Itchil, the Gamma, it's totally Itchil different about the Shlomim. If Avr Zman of Allah, Avrishna, so the Chazil Pesach Sheni, Rab Pesach Sheni. Emelo, it's, you know, it can't lose the status of Pesach. V, Ashmin and Avr Zman of Allah, Avrishna, so we said the Paratam is Rasman of Shema, Itchil and Pesach Rishon, because it was rejected from Pesach Rishon. Of Allah, Avr Zman of Allah, Avrishna, so but if neither one of those had passed, Afil Pesach Rishon, Nami Chazil, it's a Chazil for that. Emelo, it would say that it doesn't lose its Pesach designation and become Shlom, and Shrikh the Fresh to bring that. Hajar Allah Toda Isaba Mazato finishes the eighth parak. I in the lana night, oh, and the lana, eh, and the, you know what I mean? Guys, let's go back to I involve him a base. Ha Toda Isaba Chami son Yerushalmios for Yotzezain. Let's move on. Mazato for finishing the eighth parak, and we now dig into the Halige ninth parak. Zok the Halige Mishnah. We're talking about the type of grain, oil, and wine which are able to be used in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's talk about grain from Menachos. It's called Karbonos HaTzibor VaYachid, the grain for all these Karbonos. So if Tzibor or Yachid, Boin Min HaAretz VaMichutz HaAretz, come from Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael. All mincha karmas can be brought from grain that was grown even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Min haChadosh min haYashan, can be Chadosh or Yashan. Chutz min haOmer Shtei Alechem, except for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Shena Boin Elam min haChadosh min haAretz, that's got to come. The carbon Omer and Shtei Alechem for by Shavuos, they got to come from the new stuff, not from and from Eretz Yisrael. V'kula neina Boin Elam min haMufchar, all of them come only from the best of the best and the top of the top. Yeah, the cream of the crop and the cream of the crop. All menachos, I don't care whether they're brought from new or old, they got to be very chush of a stuff because it's v'chol mivchar nidrechem. It's got to be the top stuff over there. Ve'ezehu mufchar shalahem, and which is their mufchar, their choicest stuff. Machnas v'zitcha alpha lasolas. That's the flowers of machnas and zitcha. Those are the finest of flowers. This was a place, and they had some pretty, they had some chashuva stuff over there. Yeah. Shnilem ofarayim bebika. The second to them is that found in the that's of ofarayim, which is in the valley. Fascinating. There are two villages that had this name: one in the highlands, one in the valley. So it's talking about the one that's in the valley that had the next chashuva stuff. Kol aretz ha'yikshiros, all the lands are kosher. Ela mikan ha'yimivian, but they would bring them from there. Because it's best to bring it from the top. So even though all those in Eretz Yisrael, like Yehuda and Everly, Yardin, Vagalil, all things is good there, they wanted to take the top of the top. Our Mishnah does not go with the following Tana. The Tana will tell a Brisa. Omer ha'aba min ha'yashin kashav. Omer comes from Yashin is good. Shtei lechem abas min ha'yashin kshiros. Ela shechisa mitzvah, except they're lacking mitzvah. Our Mishnah says, no, it can't. Those have to come from Chadosh, but okay, they argue with them. Ha'yomer. The Omer is going to be good if it comes from the old stuff, says that opinion. The chsev takrif eis minchas bikurecha. As it says, you shall offer the mincha of your first grain, which is mashma v'afilu min ha'aliyah. And you can bring it even from old crop that's left, that's in the attic. The shtei lechem, the two lechem are valid if they come from the old crop. The chsev mimoshul sechem tavir, because it says from your dwelling places you shall bring two loaves, which is mashma. V'lo min chutz la'aretz, it can't come chutz la'aretz. Mimoshul sechem afilu min aliyah, from your dwelling places, even from the old stuff that's stored in the attic. But you already used this pasuk to teach that the grain of the two loaves brought may not come from outside of Eretz Yisrael. How could you expound it to teach that it could also come from the old stuff? Amakra taviu. The pasuk says, "You shall bring," which means a filu min aliyah, even from the old crop stored in the attic. But you said you need this to tell me that anything similar that you bring from another place is like this. Meaning, the Gemara earlier learned from this extra, you shall bring it, that just like the shtei lechem, which are chametz, have one yisarin of flour per loaf, so any carbon that's brought as chametz must have one yisarin of flour per loaf, including this din, his law is the chametz of the todah. The 10 loaves each have one yisarin of flour. Therefore, it's not free to teach us this din, you know, that you let it matter from old stuff. Im kain says, well, that's true. Then lich tavka tavi, let us say tavi. My tavi ushamin atati, we're learning both halachas, both dinim from that. In fact, the Gemara doesn't even make sense. Foksiv racious. It says that each of these carbons have to be the first, which is showing that the omer and the shtei lechem has to come from new crop. Right? The Torah says that, by both of those, a limitzvah. Now that's just ideal, but it's not something which is necessary. If it wasn't, then it's fine. Haksiv chadasha, but it says, shtei lechem should be a new mincha to Hashem. Haimi boile lechitanya, that idea of new mincha is needed for that which is taught in a braisa. So if shtei lechem that come from the old crop are valid, what do I do with that? Meaning that it should be the new one of all the menachos. No mincha can be brought from the new crop until the shtei lechem is brought on Shavuos. Even if the shtei lechem itself is coming from the old crop. Okay, now Ad Kan, our Mishnah, which says it's got to be from Yashan. Pardon, our Mishnah is saying from Chadash from Eretz Yisrael, and the Brisa said it can be Yashan and not. Ad kan lo pligi, ela b'chadash, the Mechok is only about Chadash. Beep, turn the page. Pay dalamaf, ova Eretz lo pligi. In reference to the grain that's to come from Eretz Yisrael, they're not arguing. To omer shtei alecha me Eretz in, mechutz Eretz lo. Now, Kaman, who does that go like? About coming from Eretz Yisrael, the Loki Tana, not like the following Tana. The Tana was in the Beitzer. Rabbi Yosef reviewed the Omer. Omer bami chutzaretz. Omer can come from chutzaretz. Amani mekayim kisav al haaretz. What am I going to do with the fact that it says when you come to the land, shalom nischayu, right? Which is said when you come to land that I give you and you reap its harvest, you bring the Omer. Right, the pasuk, the full pasuk is Dabe b'nei Yisrael, and I tell them Kizvo el Aretz, Asher Ani Noseh Lachem, Uksar Temes Ketzira, Aveisam Es Omer, Reishes Ketzirchem El HaKoin. Shalom Nischayivu BaOmer, Kodem Shenischayivu LaAretz. It tells you that the Yidin were not Chayiv in the midst of Omer before they entered the land. They have to first enter the land. But once they enter the land, they're Yisrael, and they're Chayiv in the Omer, they can even bring in from stuff that came from other lands. Where, how does this Tana know that the barley from other lands can be used for the Omer? Because every chadash b'chutzlar is daraisehi. This is because of Israel, Yudah holds that chadash outside of the land of Israel is daraisa. D'chsev mimosh v'seichem. In all of your dwelling places. Kol makom shetam yoshim mashma. Chisavo zman biyahi. And when it says when you come to land, it's like a bit of time of coming. V'kem daraisehi. And since the new crop, this chadash, is the araisa, even after the Eretz Yisrael, you can even bring it for the Omer from there also. So he's arguing with other Tanaim who say that the Omer is valid only when coming from barley going to Eretz Yisrael. So you have three opinions. You have our Mishnah, then we have the Braises, and then we had this other opinion of Yosef Yehuda. The Mishnah of the Braises is arguing about it when it comes from Chadash Yashan. The Mishnah says only from Chadash and only Eretz Yisrael. And the Braises says it can even come from Yashan, but yeah, it's got to be from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says it could even come from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And with that, my friends, we are going to end over here. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.